Hello all here at osmvtxreviews.com. You're watching our video review of the NEC, the NTT Docomo P703U. This is a unlocked international cell phone originally in Japan by game manufacturer NEC, which is a company that we actually haven't seen a lot of here in the States. Other than being something that's interesting for a multimedia handset, the main selling point for this phone is the dot matrix display on the front, which is very reminiscent of HTC's dot view case for their HTC One smartphone. And the interesting thing here is you can view contact information, time, date, and some basic cell phone functionalities in addition to acting as an MP3 media player organizer on the front, but when it's off, you can't really see it. But when it's on, it kind of shows off in a very funky element. So it's definitely a kind of fashionable statement and something that sets the phone apart from other multimedia handsets on the market. Otherwise, it's a pretty basic multimedia handset. We have a basic 1.3 megapixel camera on the back of the unit, which we can see in a moment, and some other functionality here and there, such as MP3 support, web browsing support, and a very interesting interface, which we'll discuss in a moment. The other selling point for this phone is that it actually was the thinnest phone in the world, or the thinnest 3G phone with a 11 millimeter thin portfolio. So it actually outdid the Motorola Razr for being the thinnest phone in the world. And that's pretty impressive, actually, considering that's a trend that was heavily competed after just a few years ago. And the product itself, again, has that aforementioned LED surface that's called iChannel. Other features include a age-assisted GPS functionality for people looking for turn-by-turn directions. There's something called mobile wallet on this phone. So in Japan, you can actually use it as a wallet by brushing it against different counters for payment. Very similar to NFC, near field communication, but it doesn't have NFC. So it's something slightly different, but also pretty alike, called iMode. It also has international roaming, push-to-talk services like walkie-talkie. And it also uses a iMode browser for you to browse the web, and it shows off the full version of the sites, like HTML sites, in addition to the mobile sites. So it's a pretty good web browser as well. As far as the size, it has it weighs about 90 grams, so it's actually pretty lightweight as well. And talk time is rated about 200 minutes or 135 minutes over the video conferencing camera, which we'll see in a moment as well. And so the product, it does have pretty good battery life, as you might expect from a non-smartphone. Otherwise, the device also supports a micro SD card, and essentially that's it. The front of the device measures about 7 to 7 dots for the arrangement there, and that's pretty much all you need to know. Unlike a lot of other Japanese phones we've seen in the past, this one actually is not waterproof. So something to take note of is you definitely shouldn't dunk this one into water. Something that's also pretty interesting about the N703 is that it comes in a multitude of different colors. So if you are interested in getting one of these, you know that it also comes in different colors, such as blue, green, red, white. So this is just the generic brown version, but there are other options available. The front of here features the infrared port, which you can see for the antenna and also for some other data services we mentioned previously. And also we have a smallish port on the side here that also continues kind of the dot matrix screen element for some other functionalities, like you can press it to play or pause music when you're using the MP3 player, which is also pretty interesting. The left-hand side of the phone features access to the play pause for the MP3 player, and you also see the volume rocker. Now, we have a huge complaint against these buttons because they are absolutely tiny. I don't understand how anyone can actually use these buttons because my hands are pretty small, but they basically cover up the entire buttons, and pressing the individual buttons are almost impossible. They have a very difficult press to them. They're not very tactile. They're tiny, hard to press, and just small in general. So again, if you have to press, you have to either really push it in there, or you have to use your nails to kind of bite into the phone, which is unfortunate. So not very easy to use at all. The bottom of the device features a port covering the proprietary charging port from NEC, which is something that will be included in the box, but we would have liked to see a standard port such as micro USB for charging and syncing information. The right-hand side of the unit doesn't feature anything, but on the back of the unit, we have access to the aforementioned camera, which also offers a lens change between fixed focus, and also you can change back between macro and micro modes, which is actually pretty impressive. As with most international handsets on Japan, the image quality on this product is absolutely fantastic. Even though it's only 1.3 megapixels, it easily outshines a lot of 5 or maybe even some 8 megapixel shooters here in the States, especially those weaker ones. So this one offers excellent photo quality. So if you are looking for a camera phone, this is still one of those options you should consider. The side of the product also offers another port, which covers the headphone port, which is kind of interesting. And let me see if I can actually peel it off for you guys. Again, it's kind of covered up. just because it's protecting it against some basic dust elements. Again, even though this product is not waterproof, it is, again, pretty well protected. You can see how the headphone jack is not 3.5 millimeters. It's not proprietary. It's not standard, but rather it's proprietary, again, from NEC, which is another disappointing factor from the device. The back of the product also features the place where you can slide out the micro SD card, which you can put in and out of the unit to expand the system's memory for playing back videos, playing back music, and also for taking images with the camera itself. You can see the back features the compartment for the battery underneath here, which is a little bit difficult to remove actually, but after you remove it, you also find access to the SIM card port, which is pretty nice. Overall, we are definitely fans of the industrialized look and design of this phone. It's super slim, it's super lightweight. We love the dot matrix kind of system on the front, which makes it stand out and look really cool. And the thin portfolio is definitely something that's been well thought out and executed. We just kind of wish that, again, the buttons were a little bit larger and the fact that the ports weren't all proprietary. Flipping over the device, you have access to a snapping action, which is pretty cool, and you can see the access to the actual internal buttons and also the display. We do like the fact that the LED display on the unit is actually fairly large, so you have access to a lot of different options you can see pretty easily. Unfortunately, not all the menus and interface of the handset are translated to English, and some of them remain in Japanese, but you still should be able to work your way around them because they are semi-translated. When I say that, you can see you have access to a moving wallpaper here from the month, day, and time information, which is in full English. And for example, we want to go into the menu, or never mind, if you want to go to the menu here, you can see how we also have English from your services, your settings, your own data, but it's not consistent throughout. So if we wanted to go back into our settings, you can see how some of the menus will still remain in Japanese, while some of them will be, again, fully translated into English. So it's a little bit confusing in that department, not the best in terms of execution, unfortunately. The display, however, is very sharp and vibrant, and the viewing angles are absolutely terrific, so you can see these even in darker environments or even under the sun, which is great. We also like the fact that, again, it continues this modern trend by having a one-piece glass finish on the front, so even though it isn't a touchscreen, it kind of resembles a touchscreen, which we like. Now, the front here also features a earpiece, which is very slim, but offers excellent sound quality, and the aforementioned video conferencing camera is actually right here. I know that's almost impossible to see, but this is probably one of the smallest video conferencing cameras we have ever seen, but in fact, this is not an ambient light sensor. It's actually a fully functioning video conferencing camera, which is pretty incredible because it's so much smaller than any front-facing camera I've ever seen personally, and I've reviewed a lot of technology, so it's pretty impressive. The resolution here is only VGA, but again, the resolution is only VGA, but the actual quality is pretty good. So when you're conferencing over 3G networks, it actually works pretty well. Inside, we can see the D-pad, which is like the Razer in the sense that it's pretty cool in terms of the backlight. It's actually will backlight to a kind of red color and a red tone, which I think that kind of adds to the flair of the device a little bit, makes it look a little bit more cutting edge and stunning and high tech, but it's extremely flush with the surface of the product and also very, very transflective. So the downside, of course, is that if you're trying to type by feel and by hand, this is going to be a difficult keypad to get through, despite the fact that buttons are large and spaced out. Otherwise, basic functionalities can be controlled using the D-pad up here. We have access to a clear, which is a back key, a call or a hang-up key, the power on and off key, a menu key, an information key, a four-way D-pad, OKP. We have quick shortcuts to our phone book, our back, our applications, our MP3 player, and also our mail client, which all works pretty well. And again, the interface itself tends to be pretty sleek and very nice to look at in terms of visual animations and the such, like the phone number, the phone dial pad is again pretty classic to look at. If we want to take a quick look at the actual camera, we can see that the image resolution is indeed very, very good, and we have it actually loaded here. There isn't a dedicated self-shutter key, but you can actually take images pretty easily. So if we want to take a look at this battery here, you can see it's the lighting effect is actually very good, and then we can take images fairly fast in a fairly easy-to-use interface, and let's just press this no and just go and exit out of this interface for a moment, but you can see how our image quality is not bad at all, especially for only 1.3 megapixels. Again, like I said, it offers pretty impressive quality in terms of having that ability to capture pretty fast shots and also pretty decent image quality shots, especially for, again, the resolution of the sensor that we're talking about. And again, the animations in the front, if you want to take a closer look, you can show your time, date information. If you want a long press on the sides, it would typically show your date information, but since we are in international roaming mode, it's going to show up as blank The full appreciation of the dot matrix system can be better glimpsed under darker environments where the lighting effect really comes into play, and it's even more apparent in real life. It's blood red in terms of the LEDs utilized, so it is very, very, very impressive in terms of kind of looking very much cutting edge, very, very cool. And I might even dare say so that this kind of outs the Motorola Razr for kind of the coolest looking phone per se in terms of interface and the such. So it's very, very good looking. Very interesting in terms of that design technology. So overall, if you are looking for something, again, that has very, very good sound quality, a pretty good camera experience, and just a cool cutting edge interface, and in addition to a very thin portfolio and that very interesting dot matrix display, this is a great phone to get. But if you're expecting a lot of extras, such as Bluetooth, full GPS, or even Wi-Fi, you should probably look elsewhere. It's a basic multimedia phone with a few extras thrown in and a very cool design that's also been imported from Japan. But otherwise, it's not the best in terms of being a smartphone or anything like that. So a pretty solid phone overall for the sound quality and the cool design that we haven't seen before. And so if you're interested, be sure to check out our full review on our website. Thanks for watching this video review here at osmvtxreviews.com. This has been the NTT NEC Docomo N703U. Thanks for watching.